town park and ride idea met with doubt. A possible new park and ride site proposed for near Wallingford has been met with doubt from people in the town. Oxfordshire County Council undertook a study to identify requirements for new, improved and additional park and ride facilities. The study suggests the potential for new sites in the long term at Beaconsfield or the Golden Balls roundabout, both near Wallingford in South Oxfordshire. It also reveals that sites for new park and rides have been allocated in the area's local plans for the A4074 corridor at land south of Grenoble Road, which would provide 600 additional spaces and greater capacity at Pear Tree Park and Ride, with a new site at Oxford Airport providing parking for 1,100 more cars. Additional sites have been allocated in the district local plans at Coomer Hill for 600 more spaces and the A34 Lodge Hill interchange. The study stated that improvements were particularly needed at Parkway, Thornhill, Redbridge and Pear Tree, and additional sites in the southeast of the country would fill a gap in the current network's provision of park and rides. A spokesperson for the County Council previously said that a new park and ride site at Beaconsfield or Golden Balls could provide additional or alternative park and ride capacity in the longer term. Town Councillor Ros Lester, former Mayor of Wallingford, who was succeeded at the end of the municipal year on Tuesday, said, "We have a very good bus service into Oxford City. Why would we want a large car park in the beautiful green area of the county? Let's talk about the potholes that they won't sort out or the pavements that are trip hazards in our town centres. That's where they should be spending their time and our money." In the Central Oxfordshire Travel Plan by Oxfordshire County Council, the authority found that park and rides had been successful in reducing congestion and supporting a shift into sustainable travel modes. Oxfordshire County Councillor James Barlow, Green, expressed his support for the potential new scheme. He said, "I welcome any sensible proposals to help residents travel into Oxford in ways that make it easier, cheaper and healthier, be that public or active transport. An expansion of the park and ride schemes could beneficially reduce congestion and road wear on the A4074, drive down exhaust pipe air pollution and climate heating emissions, and public transport can increase mental health too, through connection with other travellers. I look forward to seeing the full plans, as well as those to make it safer for those residents who want to actively travel, like by bike or e-bike, to do so." The councillor added that the real solution would be to reduce the need for private car ownerships to the absolute minimum, rather than park and ride schemes which still require driving. And there's a picture there of what looks like a half-empty car park somewhere, but it doesn't say where.